The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, September 5, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel received on Monday the Dominican Republic's Foreign Minister, Roberto Álvarez, who is on an official visit to our country. The Cuban president expressed to the foreign minister the pleasure of receiving him, while he conveyed greetings and a strong embrace from the president of his country, Luis Abinader, detailed the NICS, the presidency of the republic. During the meeting, host and visitor highlighted the historical and cultural ties existing between their nations. They also confirmed the common disposition to take advantage of existing potentialities to continue deepening bilateral ties. Cuba and the Dominican Republic reestablished bilateral relations on April 16, 1998, following the visit of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, to that Caribbean nation. The leader of the Cuban Revolution, Army General Raúl Castro, in a letter published in Granma newspaper, congratulated the Revolutionary Navy in its 60th anniversary. He stressed that the history of the institution reflects the participation of its members in various combat missions, in the training of personnel, and the improvement of the Caribbean nation's defensive capacity. Together, he added, with the exemplary behavior of its members, the Navy has earned the confidence of the people. The Army General also evoked the 60th and the Army General also evoked the 66th anniversary of the uprising in Cienfuegos in the south central part of the country, where in 1957 sailors committed to the insurgent process faced, together with the people, the tyranny of Fulgencio Batista. He stressed that on this new anniversary, we pay tribute to all those who fell in line of duty and to the protagonists of the Cienfuegos actions, many of whom offered their lives in the epic attempt to conquer the freedom of the homeland. Raúl Castro called on the Cuban Navy to continue to make real what the historic leader Fidel Castro said. May this always be a Navy of the homeland or death. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed his condolences on Tuesday to U.S. activist and executive director of the Interfaith Foundation for Community Organization, Gail Walker, over the death of her brother, Richard Manson Walker. The president expressed on the X social network to his friend and colleague, Gail Walker, his sincere sorrow for her pain and that of the entire Walker family. On the same platform, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and the president of the Cuban Institute of Friends of the Peoples, Fernando González, also conveyed their deepest condolences. On her Facebook account, Gail Walker wrote on Monday about the death of her brother of a heart attack practically on the 13th anniversary eve of the death of her father, Lucius Walker, founder of the Interfaith Organization Pastors for Peace. The International Corporation Habanos SA reported the presentation of new premium Havana cigars in Germany with a great impact on that market. A press release issued in this capital said that it is the new Vitola, or type of cigar called Cupido, from the Romeo y Julieta brand, one of the most demanded by cigar aficionados worldwide. This novelty was unveiled by Fifth Avenue Products Trading GmbH, the exclusive distributor of Habanos SA for Germany, Austria, and Poland, before more than 250 participants in an exclusive event in the city of Buchberg. The Cupido cigars will be on sale exclusively at Casas de La Habano and Habanos Specialist stores. The Cupido Vitola is presented to the market in a special box of 20 entirely handmade cigars with long filler, after a careful selection of the wrapper and filler and binder leaves from the Huerta Bajo plantations, where the world's best tobacco is produced in the Cuban western region of Pinal del Rio. Cuba participated as a guest of honor at the celebration of Hangzhou International Day, an opportunity to strengthen cultural and economic cooperation between the two countries. Cuban ambassador to China, Alberto Blanco, in statements to Prensa Latina, highlighted the potentialities for cooperation in biotechnology, computer sciences, cybersecurity, e-commerce, and renewable energy sources. He spoke of ongoing works to establish a Cuba promotion center in Hangzhou, along with the prestigious Tume International Travel Agency, to deepen exchanges between the two peoples in several sectors. According to Blanco, sectors such as tourism, culture, trade, and sports will benefit from this center, whose objectives include holding regular and thematic events and organizing trips to Cuba for groups of Chinese tourists and investors. And in the international agenda, we have that the Colombian government and the National Liberation Army, ELN, ended on Monday in Venezuela the fourth cycle of peace talks to find a negotiated solution to the internal conflict. This phase of talks started on August 14, with the party's conviction to transcend the participation of society in this process and the transformations as a basis for peace and a national agreement. Although the results of this period of talks are unknown, local media reported that the fifth cycle would take place in Mexico after a two-month break, where the second cycle also took place. The first one was held in Caracas and the third in Cuba. The launching of the National Participation Committee on August 3 and the six-month bilateral ceasefire in the entire Colombian territory, which came into effect the same day, are among the significant agreements of this process. The committee's launching is an unprecedented event in the history of the search for peace with the ELN. It underscores that a distinctive sign of this process is the beginning of the democratic peace construction with the participation of Colombian society in its diversity, the government, and the ELN state. The bilateral national and temporary ceasefire agreement implies implementing the monitoring and verification mechanism nationwide and opening communication channels to avoid confrontations, the parties affirmed. Meanwhile, the National Union of Haitian Police Officers expressed gratitude for the supply of equipment and stated that it will be very helpful in the fight against armed groups. The police received six armored vehicles ordered over a year ago from the Canadian company Incas, as well as 500 assault rifles and a donation of 40 SUVs from the government of the United States. The supply of armored vehicles and assault rifles and the construction of the Petite Gulf prison are positive steps in the fight against crime in the country. However, the situation remains complex and concerted actions are needed to restore security and stability in the country, Union Coordinator Leonel Lazar noted. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.